Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Jorena Wells, and I'm going to be saying Wells. I'm not going to say Johnston anymore. I know most of you have known me as Johnston for many years, but I have been a Wells for about 9 years now, married to my husband now. So, you know, I just didn't want to confuse people, but I am a Wells. So if you haven't noticed yet on the YouTube channel, you're going to notice it says Wells, and from now on, I'm going to even change my signatures on the email, everything Wells, no more Johnston, okay? And it's just, it's a respect for my husband, of course, and I don't see myself changing my name anymore. That's the only reason. So I wanted to point out that I have another channel, and it's called Druzy Raven Moon Witch. So just look that up, and I go into magic. I talk about magic. I talk about getting things done, okay, in a magical, spiritual, energetic sense. And, you know, people need solutions. That's the most important thing that and this is why I do what I do. You know, I started watching David Icke many years ago, back in 2005, when Eddie, the guy, my very first mentor, who owned the air cars that ran on air many years ago, he was the one who got me into David Icke and Alex Jones and, you know, many other talkers. And, you know, who else? Zechariah Sitchin. I already knew about Zechariah Sitchin. The other guy, what was his name? Sheldon Neidl, you know, the first contact, the Syrian guy. And I really had a good time on the journey because I got to learn a lot. I got to learn a lot about what was happening in the world, what is going on in the current, and a lot of the things that are happening have come to fruition. A lot of things that David Icke said many, many years ago that would happen, it's happening now. And, especially with the microchips, all that stuff happening. I mean, I was watching a video not too long ago about England, and I'm seeing a lot of stuff happening. I couldn't believe it, that people are just coming in like a fad, like, okay, yeah, I just want to get chipped. And I'm like, these people have to be paid, bought and paid or something, and for them to promote this, because really, I'll tell you, a lot of Christians would be freaking out right now. And that's one thing, at least the Christians, I can get along with the Christians, and we can all agree on that we are not for the beast system at all, even though I have a different background, magical background. But at least I can agree with the Christians and the Catholics and, you know, everybody. I can tell you right now, they see the friggin' chip going in your hand. That's a part of the book of Revelation. That is, you're being part of the beast system. And it's becoming a fad. And this video was done a year ago. So if it was done a year ago, guess where they're at now? And from what the nurse was saying, the one that was putting the chip in people's hands, she was saying that it used to be, you know, I would get a request once a month. Now it's one day, once a day, one request a day. So I'm tripping out because I'm thinking, wow, don't these people realize that they can fry you anytime, they can freeze, they can shut it off anytime, and you cannot buy nothing, you can't eat nothing, and they could even fry your brain. For all we know, we don't know about this technology in your hand, this foreign object inside your body. So I find that to be really, really interesting. So anyway, you know, I'm not going to get into the doom and gloom and all this stuff, but yes, it has been foretold. Yes, it has been foretold even in the Bible. It has been foretold, probably in other nations have foretold this. The ancients have foretold this. So, you know, and then yes, a lot of things that David Icke says is pretty much in alignment. I'm in alignment with what he has to say, and I love what he does. And I like what Billy Carson does. He's really good at what he does. But there's a big but there. There's a lot of searching for answers, seeking, searching and searching and searching. Okay? And this is what the problem that I do have, that it causes you to keep searching out there. And people make a lot of money off of this. And you know, and I know Billy Carson's bought and paid, obvious. It's so freaking obvious. He's with Gaia TV. I mean, come on, hello. And Gaia TV is actually a Luciferian group. It's actually ran by a Luciferian group. That is, well, according to David Icke, it's ran by a Luciferian group, but it's the type of Luciferian that I wouldn't want to be a part of. Not against Luciferian. I believe in Luciferianism because I love the statement of it. It's pretty freaking awesome. It's all about freedom from slavery, not bowing down before something, but before some God or whatever, and really believing in yourself. I mean, they have a lot of good statements and principles, but these types of people, I wouldn't consider them Luciferianism. I would consider them from the echelon. You know, they're not for the best interests of the human race. Let's put it that way. Okay, and David Wilcock freaked out and he got off the set and said, I'm no longer doing this because Jesus is my savior and all this other crap. He just went Christian all of a sudden. I don't know what the hell. Like something about Gaia TV kind of freaked him out. So I already know. And you know, you and my husband, he's very psychic, very, very tapped in, turned on, tuned in. And he even told me, nah, Billy Carson's completely bought and paid. He says he's got a lot of truths, but not everything. There's something missing. And I go, yeah, of course. They all have something missing. And it's deliberate. It's not because they're stupid. No. It's very, very, very deliberate. Or it's the fact that they don't want to go that route because the echelons doesn't want them to go that route. Okay? What I'm trying to tell you is this. The whole starseed thing, the whole lightworker community, all this stuff, they're all searching and seeking from other channelers. I channel too, by the way. I channel different entities, and I have the I feel the energy, and it's really fun and exciting. I get to convey messages. You know, haven't done it in a long time, though, but when I do get into it, it's pretty fun. But that's all it is. It's all about trying to get answers and seeking for answers, and you know. And me coming from a magical background, my question is, when do you start fucking doing? When do you start acting? When do you start making shit happen and taking control of your life instead of out there searching for answers? When the answers have been inside you all this time. Sure, fair enough. Okay, we found this about the Anunnaki. We found this about the human being, the genetically modified. I've heard about this for years, guys. This is nothing new. I've heard about this like 14, 15, it was a while ago when I met Eddie. It was 2005 or something like that. It's been a long time ago. And the thing that I have an issue with this whole starseed community thing is like people are very depressed. They're waiting for the Galactic Federation to come and save them or come into their life and change the world, because it's like, damn, we need to freaking... A shit needs to be changed. You know, the world needs to change. And I totally agree with that. But they're like sitting on their hands, and I just couldn't handle it. I'm like, man, I come from a very magical background. I make things happen by manifesting, you know, by meditation and then doing some powerful freaking magic. I'm a doer. I'm not there sitting on my hands waiting for the government to change, waiting for Trump to get back into office. Waiting for something to happen, waiting for a sign. That is the worst thing you could ever freaking do. And this is what I find that's involved with a lot of these groups. Yeah, they speak a lot of stuff. They might speak a lot of truth. They might, you know, shake your cage a little bit, but then where's the solution in all of this? Where's the solution? What, to go there, to start war with the government and do a protest? And, you know, protests are not going to give a shit. They're not going to listen to you. So, of course, we have the secured creditor route, or the, you know, getting your silver bullet trust route. You know, solutions is what I'm trying to say. We have freaking solutions. But, you know, I get people that email me, hey, you know, Nassara's coming. You know that? I go, oh, you're still believing in that bullshit? I heard that shit, what, back in 2004? That Nassara was going to come, prosperity funds are coming, all this money. Oh, come on now. Like, get off your fucking ass and do something. You see, we're here. We are the creators of our own reality, okay? We created everything. We are part of that everything. We are part of the system. We created the system. We created it. And this is the life of an alchemist. And I'll tell you, I have had a lot of disruptions in my life. A lot of disruptions. Like, you know, one moment you're content. You think life is going to be fine. Everything's going to be normal and easy. And, you know, day-to-day life, you fall into that mundane reality. And you go shopping. You get some food. You come home and watch a movie. And, you know, you just kind of, and you're just living a comfortable life, right? Then all of a sudden, someone throws a wrench in your plans. Someone disrupts your house. Someone disrupts the cables, the electricity, all this craziness starts happening. And it's like, what the hell? And it's like the angels are saying, are shaking your cage, getting you to step up to the plate and saying, you're not here to be complacent. You didn't come here just to be complacent. You came here to create and destroy. Create and destroy your creation. What you created, you destroy, and then you recreate again. That is what we're here for. That is what we're here for. This is, we are here to utilize the power of our own creation, how to create, manifest the things that we want, put it into place, conjure up the angels or fairies or jinn or whatever the hell you need to conjure up, and you make shit happen. Okay. That's what we're here for. We're not here to be complacent, to sit on our hands for someone else to do the push-ups for us. And I've mentioned this many, many times before, but unfortunately, I do tend to get people that like to email me, and you know, they're not very serious about the work that I do. You know, again, they think it's a joke. They don't really, you know, they're just kind of, you know, they really believe that it's bullshit and it doesn't work, and everything that I say is bullshit. Okay, so it's like, you know, I've been trying to convince people for the past, what, how many years now, that with proof to back it up, that, you know, I made this shit happen. I made this shit happen where I put a stop to child support, and I put a stop to the harassment of my ex-husband. He got freaked out. He fucking freaked out after that. And it was the most exhilarating feeling. And I used magic along with my paperwork. I did both. I did whatever I could freaking do to get these things off of my back, and it freaking worked. And I will take that to the grave. I will take it with me till the day that I die. You know, so that is my reason. That was my why. And that is the reason. This story is basically to show you the power that you have when you believe in yourself. And you acknowledge that you are the creator of your own reality. When you finally take control of your life and you acknowledge that the shit that you're in right now is because you've created it, and you can, and it's only up to you to get yourself out of it, that with that comes very, very, very true power, because you know it's you. You're not blaming an outside force. You're not blaming somebody outside of you all the time, that you're the victim. And when you start to do that, you have no control. You absolutely have no control over your life. You have no control over your business. You have no control over your job. You have no control over anything that you do, your relationship, because you believe that it's always an outside force that's screwing with your life. Okay, and this is when everything comes in with the David Icke thing, the whole movement, all this stuff about the conspiracy and waking up movement. Oh, I'm so awake. Okay, bullshit. You're so awake, but yet what are you doing about it? Okay, one thing is to be awake to it. The other thing is to actually do something about it. Okay, there's something I don't like. There's a lot of crazy shit going on out there. So you know what? I'm going to have to do something about it. And that's where magic comes in. The power of the mind comes in. The power of meditation comes in. The power of imagination. That's what magic is, in doing ritual work, is for. It's all about utilizing the power of imagination, feeling, experiencing it as if it is here already. The things that you want is already here already. You see, you know, I have to say, I've been living my life on magic. Even with my business, I'm always doing conjurations. I'm always doing things to invoke the powers that be to bring in the clients that need the work that I have. only that need the work that I have, not because they want it, they're curious and they just want to, you know, dip their toe in and see, and, you know, no, they're serious. I only attract those people. So that's the thing. I work, I do my thing. That's what I'm saying. I don't sit back and say and complain about life and, oh my God, you know, this is happening to me. Oh my gosh. And, you know, there's a war going on out there and la, la, la. But just saying that you always have the power is in your hands. You always have control. You are the magician. You are the alchemist. You are the one that came here to this realm. And you are the one that's going to leave this realm. Okay? And then you're going to go to other realms as well. You know, there is life after death for sure. We do keep living on and we do keep coming back as well. We're always being recycled. So I just wanted to let you know that there's a lot of deception out there and a lot of this illusion. And I remember someone saying it's we call it dark light. And that's exactly what it is. It's an illusion for people to be part of a movement, be part of a group, like QAnon. You know, I really don't think highly of that at all, that type of group. They're one of the worst. Sitting on your hands, oh my God, look, we found out, look at this news. And, you know, trust me, I've been there, done that, guys. When I used to listen to Benjamin Fulford, I'm sure you've heard about him. I used to listen to all his updates, his blogs, his podcasts about when things were going to happen. He had all this inside information. Oh, I was obsessed with that shit. I was obsessed, but yet, where was my power going? My power was going to him. My power was not going to me. That was for damn sure. And then still, I kept receiving more letters from child support, more bad, negative stuff on my credit report because of child support. You know what I mean? I wouldn't get shit done. I was constantly so focused on what Benjamin Fulford would say and the Nasara group update on their website. Ooh, prosperity funds. Oh my gosh. So when I hear that again, moving into my realm and my vibration, I just laugh and I say, yeah, that was once upon a time ago. But thank the gods, I stopped falling into that trap and I started working with my angels, okay? Excuse me. I started working with my angels and made shit happen. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. I made shit happen. I put the power on into myself. I did some cool ritual work. I felt really good about it. And I freaking put it out into the universe because I'm the fucking magician. No one else out there out in my realm, in this realm of the illusion, you know, the illusion that we see. I'm not giving my power over to nobody because the power is within me. The power's within me, but then again, yes, I give some power over to the entities that I work with, too. And I'm not saying I'm all, oh, I'm so powerful and so great. No, because I feel that I'm not 100%. I'm nothing without them, okay? I'm nothing without them. I give them credit, 100% credit. I do the work. I'm the conduit, and they help me. They help me make shit happen. Just like anybody who prays to Jesus or prays to Virgin Mary and all the other saints, you know, I came from a Catholic background. Oh, trust me, my dad had all the candles and his wife has all the candles, all the saints. Oh, this saint's going to do this for me. This saint is going to do that. You know, either way, it doesn't matter what your belief is. It's your faith that counts. So if you believe that Jesus is going to help you, you know what? And you work with him every day. You connect with him, you meditate with him, you pray with him, you're going to see some freaking miracles. I totally believe that. I had miracles too. I've had miracles working with him and Virgin Mary. I remember one time I was in my parents' Jeep. It was some type of Isuzu I had. And it was an Isuzu Trooper or something like that. But anyways, I was driving on my way to college in San Diego. And all of a sudden, As I pulled to this on the ramp, down the ramp, you know, the off ramp, it died on me. The transmission went. So I sat there praying to Virgin Mary and Jesus, the whole family. And I prayed and I said, please, Virgin Mary, please, Jesus, please, God, help me, help me. I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. I didn't even have a cell phone back then. I was 21 on the way to my art institute college, you know, this advertising arts college. And out of the freaking blue, guys, my ex-boyfriend, I was going out with some guy, his roommate drives down the off-ramp in a big truck and picks me up. His name was Dan. I remembered his name very well. He picked me up and he helped me get that freaking trooper towed. Out of the blue. So the whole point is, when you believe in something, I mean, I sometimes come off saying, yeah, we are gods and all that. Yeah, we are gods to some extent, to some degree. We are part of, but godhood, God mind, not really there yet until you've been really working on yourself, you know, to move into that godhood. But anyway, what I'm saying is, it's so freaking important to believe in something. I would rather believe in the angels and Jesus and Virgin Mary than QAnon, than Benjamin Fulford, than all these other posts that people are writing about, thinking that you're going to get information from them. That is bullshit, guys. I rather believe in that, because these entities are a part of you and they are here to help you as long as you believe in yourself. Okay? See, there's too much of that going on for people. Like, I can't even last. Like, you know, I was invited to these QAnon groups and all these, look what they're saying, and look at the update. Look what's happening, guys. Look at all the information. Yay, it's happening. And I'm like, what's happening? And everyone's basing this belief that something amazing just happened and all this bullshit, and oh, we're gonna move into a 5D and we're gonna fly off and we're gonna, I'm just so sick of it, guys. Really, I am. I mean, yes, you can say, you know, we're moving into the new earth and new energies, but really, I don't believe a lot of this shit. I really don't. Because it's entirely up to you. You're the creator of your own reality. You're the one who creates heaven on earth. You're the one who can move into time jumps or move into other vibrational frequencies. And I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock the hell out of you all, too, that you probably don't even think. You see, first of all, I told you about the magnet therapy, right, that I went through, and they found a bunch of reptilians in my heart and all this stuff, my husband too, and grays and all this shit in our energy field. Well, my kids went, and my kids had the same experience. They had grays, no, they had reptilians, and a little bit different. They had a bunch of dead souls that passed on that were hanging on their energy field, dead people. And my son felt a difference with his heart. And because he used to keep getting heart palpitations, once these things were removed with magnet therapy, they were completely gone. Okay, and my daughter felt a major difference as well. But anyway, the point is, you got all these things hanging off of your butt and you don't even know it. It's because you need to do the inner work. We all do. And that's the funny thing. My husband and I, we didn't get anybody that was dead, that passed on, that was hanging on our asses. But we ended up getting some serious, like, you know, reptilian shit on us. So the thing is, we have to really work on ourselves, our own light, and protect ourselves, protect the energy around us. And my daughter asked the you know, magnetic therapy worker guy, how do these things come in us? You know, how do they come in? And he says it's when you're really sad or when you're really depressed. And I'm like, well, hell, you know, that's kind of scary. Or even watching fearful shit. Lower your vibration. Yeah, anything that lowers your vibration and you're watching fearful stuff, like stuff that makes you scared, that's when these things come in. You have to lower your vibration. So that's why you have to raise your vibration by, you know, raising your vibration to a pH balance 7 and above. And have, you know, have a magnet therapy every so often. After the magnet therapy, I went ahead and ordered my own magnets, you know, because I'm thinking, well, damn, if these things are going to come in, I better be prepared every week. I better clean myself out every week. At least once a week will do for me, because going to the guy is going to just be way too expensive every single time. So, you know, I like to be in control of my life and control of my own reality. I don't like to have to give my control over to anybody, really. Once in a while, yeah, sure, he's a miracle worker, but damn, I'm going to go do my own thing too. So we have to realize, and then when you're going down that rabbit hole and all this illusion, and then you're wondering why your life isn't better, your life is not getting any better at all, because you're thinking, no, it's okay, they got it, they're going to take care of it. Yeah, you know, that's what it says in the updates, you know, and Nisara and all. It's going to come. It's going to happen. And yet you're still roasting in a pot of boiled water, or you're in a pot of water, and it's boiling, and the frog is starting to boil into that pot to a point where it's going to be too late for the frog to leap out. And this is where many of these people are right now. They want to believe in a fantasy that they're already being taken care of, because the updates and this podcast and that podcast of a bunch of bullshit is being told to you. That has nothing to do with empowerment. You came here to create. You didn't come here for someone else to create for you. You're here to utilize the power of your mind and the entities that are there for you to help you along your way. You are here to create. That's the whole point. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame when I hear some of these people and it's like, goodness gracious, you know, just get a freaking candle, you know, do something, you know, even if you go to the Virgin Mary. I mean, I had some hard times growing up with my parents where they were about to get a divorce and my dad had a drug problem, and I knew he had a drug problem. He was hooked to meth and cocaine, and he would drink a lot. So anyway, that's pretty much it, you know. So I had some hard times, and there were times I used to go to the Catholic Church, and I would go to the chapel. It was so pretty how they did the chapel for the Virgin Mary, and they had all these beautiful roses and candles, and I can smell the roses and the carnation, all these flowers, and it felt so good just to be in the company of, like, to me, she's the goddess. She represents the goddess feminine energy. And I would just be like, oh, please, Virgin Mary, please make life better. And it was during Christmas, such a sad time when things were just really, really rough. And, you know, that's the thing. When you're in that moment, you know, we need to have some faith in something. And when I see Christmas, believe it or not, you know, even though I'm this magical person and I practice the left-hand path, I love Christmas. I really, really do. Christmas is a beautiful time. And such a beautiful time of year. You know, I love the music. I love listening to the background music. I just love the feel and vibe of Christmas. It's magical to me. And it reminds me of my grandparents. It reminds me of my family and good times, you know, good times growing up as kids. And it's a time of family, time of gathering. It's time for my kids as well. You know, it's a beautiful time. I don't care what it's all about. I can care less. Everybody has a story. You know, it is a pagan holiday, believe it or not. It's not based on Jesus. It came way before Jesus, this Christmas. And it was called Yule, which was on December 21st, which marks the time of the winter solstice. But regardless, it's a beautiful freaking time of the year, and I do love it. And I'm going to wrap this up just to say Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy Yule to the pagans. Happy winter solstice to the pagans. Happy Hanukkah to the Jewish people. You know, this is a time of gathering, and it's a very special time. It really is. Especially with the things that's going on in the world. right now. But it's been going on for thousands of years. So that's what my brother would say. But it's been going on for thousands of years. Come on, you know. It's so funny when he tells me these things. I'm like, oh my gosh, did you just hear the negative stuff happening? He goes, yeah, it's been going on for thousands of years. What else is different? Read about Rome. Read about ancient Greece. What else is different, right? It's so funny. But all I'm here to say is, utilize the power around you, the beautiful entities, your guardian angels, the jinn, the fairies, the demons, whatever the hell you connect with, animal totems, Jesus, the Mary, and whatever, it doesn't freaking matter. Whatever your belief is, if it's working for you and your life is improving, go all the way. At least you have something. At least you have a belief in something else too. A belief in yourself and belief that you have heavenly assistance right here in this moment, every single time. But to get trapped onto these other information sites to say, don't worry guys, sit on your hands, we got it covered, uh-uh. Please don't buy into that bullshit, guys. Please don't. Take action. Take action however way you want to take action. In whatever way you want to do. You are the magician, please. God made you a magician. Just like him or her, God, us. You know, we were made in their image, right? Well, there you go. Have faith, guys. And trust me, life will get better for you. So much love and light. And I do have a few more seats left for the workshop, for the webinar that's coming up in December. I'm going to be pushing the deadline over. Just letting you know, I'm going to be pushing the deadline over to the 10th. And that's as far as I go, okay, for this month. So this is for the Silver Bullet Trust and the Secure Creditor Program. And I look forward to working with you, and have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy New Year's too. Bye for now.